Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. I am Erin, and joining me via Zoom this morning, I have Jane Strait of the United Way of Anchorage here to talk about everyone getting some health care for the new year. Jane, thank you for joining me this morning, all the way from Anchorage.
Good morning.
So this is the time of year, as many of us have been thinking about, oh, we're getting those emails, getting the renewals, or for folks who may not have healthcare, maybe the time that they're getting those reminders of the Affordable Care Act is something that a lot of people can take advantage of. And the United Way is that money just to help people navigate that.
That's right. We have a federal grant and a team of navigators, and we're tasked with trying to reach Alaskans all across the state to help with enrollment and help people get signed up for health insurance. So right now is Affordable Care Act open enrollment period. It's going on from now until January 15th.
That's so we got a good long window with this, the last, I guess, last 2 years with this current administration, the time frame we have for getting all of our ducks in a row and getting healthcare sorted out has extended to January 15th. For folks who may have taken a peek at the health insurance marketplace in previous years and really didn't see options that seemed doable for them, is it worth trying to check back again?
Absolutely. I mean, that's something that we really encourage people to do. In the last couple of years, there's an increase in the tax credits, which is the program that offers the discount that makes the insurance mm-hmm. affordable to buy. So a lot of folks who might have checked in earlier years, maybe their income was too high. We see this a lot with self-employed people, mm-hmm. and they just think, I looked into that, it wasn't affordable for me. Things have changed. So our message is, if you haven't looked at it in a while and you don't have any kind of insurance coverage, come back and look at it again.
Okay.
And you can do that easily. We do stuff over the phone. We do stuff via Zoom. So even if you don't know if you want to enroll and you just want to, you know, check it out with a healthcare navigator, we can do a quick estimate. We can just have a pretty short conversation and help you figure out if it looks like an option. And then you can go on from there.
Yeah, that's nice to have. So you don't have to worry about, oh, do I want to go through the pain of going through a government website? It can be kind of clunky just to see if it's worth your while to be able to call out to an expert who does this more than once a day, probably, who's very well versed. Yeah. That's a huge benefit to have, to know if it's worth your time, especially if you're self-employed and your time is usually going in lots of different directions.
Yeah, absolutely.
So for some of the other changes, as you mentioned, that the tax credit availability is more generous in these recent years, like for folks who are self-employed or have that higher income that may have been excluded in years past. There's also changes that allow for more coverage to dependents, even if one person in the household may have like employer health care. What are the changes that have come about?
Right. That's some big news this year that we're really trying to get the word out about. A feature of the Affordable Care Act since the very beginning, and it's still true, if you have an offer of affordable insurance from an employer, then that's what you need to do. Mm-hmm. The Affordable Care Act was designed to catch those folks who don't have affordable employer insurance.
Right.
But an unfortunate wrinkle since the beginning was that if you, the employee, had affordable insurance for yourself, then if your employer offered coverage for your dependents, it didn't matter how much the dependent coverage part cost. If that was unaffordable, it didn't care. It just looked at you, the employee, and said, okay, forget that whole family. Employee alone is affordable. That's it. You're done. Which didn't make any sense. We called it the family glitch. So the family glitch is gone. So now your employer offers insurance to you. It's affordable for you alone, the employee. Great, sign up. It also offers coverage for your dependents. Oh, that's not affordable. They could get an ACA plan. That was never possible in the past. So for a family, you can have different members of the family on different insurance. You know, a lot of folks do that now. Maybe their kids, for example, are on Denali mm-hmm. Kid Care, but then the parents are on work insurance. So now, same kind of thing, you could have a parent or on work insurance, but have other members of the family on ACA insurance and have everything, you know, be affordable for the whole family. So we know that there were families out there where some members of the family were just going without coverage. of any kind because they couldn't access those tax credits, and that dependent coverage was unaffordable. So this is brand new. It was decided by a new federal rule in October and just published before open enrollment started. So, and it's kind of complicated. So we're just trying to get the word out that there's new options.
Yeah, and gosh, passing October, that is fresh and new. So this is another thing that if folks who are in that situation where the main employed member in the household says, well, I don't know, it's kind of on the cusp for the rest of my family getting insured or not. Another thing that they can talk to United Way and see what those options are, if they qualify or not, and what that could look like to insure their family.
Yep, they can check it out.
So what is the best way for folks to get a hold of United Way in order to get help navigating this?
The best way to reach us is simply to call 211.
Oh.
That three-digit number. 211 is a call center that's statewide. It happens to be operated by United Way of Anchorage. And it's a call center for help with all sorts of social services, human services, resources. So essentially, it's a little call center in Anchorage with some United Way employees there, and they have a big database they search. They have all kinds of municipal offices, state offices, nonprofits across the state, all this information in there. And you just call up and say, I'm looking for X. Is it in my community? Is it available? They search. And one of the things is to say, I want one of the healthcare navigators. And there's always a healthcare navigator assigned that day to be attached to the call center, and they'll just pass you on or take your name and number and have you get called back. And so they can make you a virtual appointment. Mm-hmm. They can answer questions. If you were to call and say, well, I'm trying to find out if there's anybody in my community who does this in person, Search in Southeast does enrollment assistance. So if someone from Sitka were to call and say, I'm trying to find somebody in Sitka, maybe they didn't know that already, who does this enrollment work, then the person at 211 would be able to say, well, actually, if you contact Search, they're in your local community, they have people doing enrollment assistance. So it's an easy number to remember. If someone happens to call us, we know that. And so there's in-person options in town through them. There's virtual through us. We just don't want anybody to go without coverage.
Right. And I guess a thing to think about with like the deadlines for getting enrollment with the Affordable Care Act and healthcare.gov, it's now going to January 15th, but that if you want your coverage to start January 1st, you have your deadline's coming up a little quicker.
Right. So there's a deadline within the deadline. So big open enrollment period is November 1, January 15th. Mm-hmm. But if you want that coverage to start on January 1, you've got to enroll by December 15th.
Okay.
So everybody who enrolls after that, everybody who enrolls December 16th till the end, their coverage is going to start February 1.
Okay. Yeah, it's good to know about that. That deadline is coming up quick if you definitely want your coverage to start January 1st. But if you miss that, you still have time. It's better to have 11 months of healthcare coverage than no months of healthcare coverage.
Yep. And another thing we'd like people to know too is we're here doing this work year round.
Okay.
So the big focus is open enrollment, but if any time throughout the year, if you lose coverage, you could call and you could enroll. So there, loss of coverage gives you your own special enrollment period. Okay. So let's say you have job coverage and then it's April and you lose your job. You're like, what shall I do? Well, call 211, talk to a navigator. So get some coverage to bridge you over to your next job, or if you're leaving work altogether. So it is a year round thing. And the big time of year now is open enrollment, but always check into it if you're going to be losing coverage or you don't have coverage.
That's a really good reminder, because I feel like there's so much pomp and circumstance about the open enrollment period. It's like, this is the only time the gates are open, but that's not the case. Anytime your situation changes and you may need healthcare coverage that you didn't previously, you can still get in, you can still get yourself covered. That's good information to have, definitely. And pretty darn convenient that with that 211 number, which that's news to me. I had not heard of 211 before, but that's a great resource to have access to the different health and community services wherever they are, to be able to dial three digits and get connected with what you need.
Yep. And it's actually nationwide.
Oh, really?
It's, I mean, our call center isn't, but it's like 911. You call it and you get connected to your closest local 211 call center.
My goodness, learn something new
Kind of
every
a
day.
well-kept secret, I guess.
Yeah, that's amazing to have and to know that there is you have staff from United Way on the schedule to help with that. So you're not necessarily going to be calling 211 and maybe not have someone, you're going to have someone well-versed in how to get you the help and the answers you need.
That's right.
Perfect. Well, we are, goodness, we're just about out of time here, but Jane Strait, thank you so much for coming on air this morning to talk about all the help that is available for folks looking to start the year right and have them and their families covered with health insurance through the health insurance marketplace. And it's 211 to get a hold of the United Way. And thank you for you and all the work that United Way does to help get people the care they need.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jane.